With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, June 11th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, it is another installment of our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week as we head to Stevens Field in Kingsley for a big-time Class 1A baseball matchup. Third-ranked Akron Westfield squares off with the Panthers of Kingsley Pearson. You can catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio. We're expecting pregame to start maybe around 7:15 with first pitch to follow at 7:30. It's going to be a good matchup. Panthers have been in the state semifinals the last couple of years, and as of right now, Akron Westfield probably being projected to make it that far in the state tournament. Should be a fun matchup, and again, you can catch it right here on KLEM Radio on our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week. Let's take a look at the games of yesterday to start this week. We'll start in softball, as we do most of the time, starting in the War Eagle Conference, where we had five games of five area teams competing, starting with the Hinton Blackhawks picking up a nice win over South O'Brien on the road, a final score of 8-1, and it was the Covarna show once again, as it is a lot of times for Hinton softball. Carlin Covarna went a perfect 3-for-3. She doubled and drove in two runs. Ashlyn Covarna had a couple of hits and a couple of runs batted in to go along with it. Natalie Nelson doubled and drove in two runs. Kayla Cypersma doubled and drove in a run. And, of course, in the circle, she went seven innings, allowing four hits, an unearned run, and striking out two batters. Akron Westfield rolled over Harris Lake Park in a four-inning shutdown. 13-0 victory for the Westerners behind a dominant outing in the circle from Emeralphus. Four innings of no-hit, no-run softball, striking out nine hapless Wolves. Mackenzie Hughes was dominant at the plate. She had two hits, a double, and five runs batted in. First couple of innings didn't produce the runs the Westerners expect, but they got things going in that third and fourth inning. MMCRU softball picked up a nice home win over West Sioux in Remsen last night. 8-2 the final score. Aaliyah Lux drove in two runs. Gracie Schrader, Cassie Weiler, and Tia Tenninger each drove in a run. Tenninger, her only hit came on a double. Kaylee Gravenish went six innings in the circle, allowing four hits, an earned run, and striking out seven Falcons. The Galen Catholic softball team put up a high score and a barn burner, 11-9 victory over Trinity Christian last night. Aspen Mosher, she had three hits, two runs batted in. Larissa Poland left the yard once again. It was her third home run of the season. Grace Kellen and Kennedy Paulson each had three hits in four at-bats. And finally, out of the War Eagle Conference, fifth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's stomped Hartley Melvin Sanborn 12-0 in four innings. It was Hallie Gallis being a power threat at the plate. 3-for-3, two doubles, and a home run. She drove in two runs in the victory. Carmody Ricky went 2-for-3 with two doubles and three runs batted in. Octavia Gallis drove in three runs going 1-for-2. And Maya Bunkers went 1-for-2 with a triple and an RBI. Marina Cronin allowed one hit in three innings in the circle. She struck out six batters. Josie Schwickerath came in for the last inning, allowed no hits, no runs, and struck out two batters. Over to the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson River Valley defeated Lawton Bronson quickly on the road, 14-2 in three innings. It was a lot of free passes at the plate, 13 of them to be exact, as the Panthers just kept things rolling all around the diamond. Caitlin Seglum goes three innings in the circle, allows two hits and three strikeouts. Other Western Valley Conference softball scores, 4th-ranked West Monona defeated Woodbury Central 8-2, Woodbine over MVAOCOU 9-4, and Ridgeview rolled over Whiting Siouxland Christian 18-0 in three innings. To the Missouri River Activities Conference in softball, makeup doubleheader here, 10th-ranked Sioux City North sweeps a couple of close games with Bishop Heelan, 5-0 and 2-1. 6th-ranked West Des Moines Valley defeated Sioux City East in a pair of games, 13-0 in five innings and 15-3 in six innings in MRAC softball. To baseball in the War Eagle Conference, the Galen Catholic baseball team, well, they won a barn burner of their own over Trinity Christian, 12-11. The Tigers scored nine runs in that first inning over Galen, led it 9-2 after one inning of play. and the Jays just kept chipping away. They never scored more than two runs in an inning in the comeback, and they were able to come all the way back to beat Trinity Christian. Gabe Wilchin went 1-for-4 with a double and drove in two runs. Dylan Pakus had 3 hits and 3 at-bats. He drove in 2 runs. Jake Bogan, 3-for-5 with a couple of runs batted in. And Dane Lehman extends his hitting streak to 9 games, going 1-for-2 with an RBI. The third-ranked team in Class 1A baseball, Akron Westfield, well, they defeated Harris Lake Park by a score 4-1. Connor Wendell, he goes 4 innings on the bump, allows a hit, and he drove in 2 runs at the plate in the victory. It was 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's absolutely demolishing Hartley Melvin Sanborn 21-2 in 4 innings. The Hawks just didn't stop scoring, and it was in large part due to one kid. It was Colin Homan, who had a monster game at the plate. 3-for-3, 2 doubles, a home run. He drove in 7 runs and then scored another 4 at the plate. Just a dominant showing in the batter's box. Dane and Laux went 3-for-4 with a triple and 4 runs batted in. He also threw 2 innings on the mound, allowing no hits and striking out 3. Ty Tritz went 2-for-3 with a double and 3 runs batted in, and Dalton Klein went 1-for-2 with 3 runs batted in. Hinton scored a shutout victory last night over South O'Brien by a score of 9-0. Carver DeGroat did it all. He went 2-for-3 with a double and 3 runs batted in at the plate, and then just calmly threw 6 innings of 2-hit shutout baseball on the mound. He struck out 10 in the victory over South O'Brien. Dawson Spies got the last inning, allowed no hits, no runs, and struck out 2 batters. MMCRU, nice home win over West Sioux last night, 11-1 in 6 innings. Gage Johnson goes 2-for-4. He drives in 2 runs. Mitchell Sneff went 2-for-5. He drove in 2 runs. And Lucas Brown, 3-for-5 with a double and an RBI. Eli Schlanger, 4 innings of 2 hits, shutout baseball. He struck out 6. Cody Evans, 2 innings, no hits. He did allow an unearned run, but all 6 outs that he recorded were via the strikeout. To the Western Valley Conference in baseball, where Kingsley Pearson defeated Lawton Bronson 11-1 in 6 innings. Easton Nissen, 2-for-4, 2 runs batted in. Jackson Nissen went 3-for-3 with 2 runs batted in, and then he allowed just 5 hits, 1 earned run, and struck out 7 batters in 6 complete innings on the mound. John Leakley had 1 at-bat, 1 hit. It was a double, and it drove in a run. Other Western Valley Conference baseball scores saw Ridgeview beat Sioux Lane Christian Whiting 24-1 in 4 innings. OABCIG beat Westwood 7-4, and Woodbury Central took down West Monona 12-2. Finally, to the Missouri River Activities Conference of Baseball, Lewis Central, a winner over Sioux City East by a score of 11-6. We'll continue our score reporting for you for Little League scores from yesterday. Only one boys league in action, the junior boys, saw the Mariners shut out the Reds 9-0. Otherwise, it was the girls' turn in junior girls' action. Falcons, they were 1 run better than the Cardinals 9-8, and the Eagles blow by the Falcons 15-3. Major girls' scores, Mystics dominate the Sky 15-1. The Aces beat the Dream 13-7, and Liberty win a high-scoring one over the Fever 15-11. In minor league girls' scores, the Lightning squeak by the Comets 6-5, Sparks over the Thunder 3-2, and the Suns get by the Hurricanes 8-7. Some good minor league girl scores there. You can check out Little League and varsity softball and baseball scores anytime on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage and in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Let's get you some postseason honors for soccer that came out here not too long ago. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association naming their 2024 All-State Girls Soccer Teams, and the Class 2A team featuring Lamar's Community Senior and future South Dakota State Jackrabbit, Zoe Whitcup, named the Class 2A All-State team. This senior year was the best in what has already been a storied career for Whitcup. She finished the season 5th in the state in goals with 39, 4th in the state in shots on goal with 134, and 9th in the state in points with 85. Whitcup ends her career as a Bulldog as the program's record holder in both goals in a game. She had 7 this season. Goals in a season, That was her 39-goal total this year, and her goals in a career total of 71. Safe to say those records will probably be in that record book for quite a while for Lamar's Community Girls Soccer. The Bulldogs made it to the region semifinal, of course, this year before losing to Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. Finished with a record of 8-6 and set a school record for wins in a season with 8 wins. But again, Zoe Whitcup named the Class 2A All-State team in girls soccer from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. Yesterday, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association releasing their weekly rankings for the sport. In Class 1A, Burlington Notre Dame claimed the top spot. Linville Sully comes in at number 2. Then the next two spots, all dominated by Plymouth County. It was Akron Westfield ranked number 3, and Remsen St. Mary's moved up a spot this week. The Hawks are ranked number 4, just ahead of Mason City Newman Catholic, rounds out the list at number 5. In the others receiving votes category, we see Woodbury Central is just outside the top 10, but inside the top 15. Over to Class 2A, where Wes Marshall claims the top spot. Underwood is second ranked, Beckman Catholic third, Van Meter fourth, and Des Moines Christian ranked number 5. Esterville Lincoln Central is ranked number 8. And West Lyon, who Galen Catholic saw on Saturday, they are receiving votes. Over to Class 3A, Western Dubuque is the top team in the state. North Polk, number 2. Marion, 3. Wallert Catholic is ranked 4. And Solon comes in at number 5. Both Harlan and Bishop Heedland, two teams Lamar's has faced off with, they are ranked number 7 and number 8, respectively. Finally, over to Class 4A, where Cedar Rapids Kennedy is the top team in the state. Ankeny Centennial, 2. Dallas Center Grimes, 3. Johnston comes in at number 4. And Waukees ranked number 5. Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, Sioux City East, couple of MRAC rivals, are receiving votes. You can check out those rankings in their entirety by logging onto our website at KLEM1410.com and take a look at the local sports button on the top of the homepage. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. We go to softball. It's Missouri River Activities Conference doubleheader day. Lamar's Community, tough battle with number 10 ranked Sioux City North today in Sioux City. Sioux City East is at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. Thomas Jefferson is at Bishop Heelan. And Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City West. In Wargo Conference softball, Hinton's got a good battle today in Orange City at MOC Floyd Valley. George Little Rock is at MMCRU. Emmitsburg's at Hartley Melvin. Sanborn and Central Lyon is at Trinity Christian. Over to baseball in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's is at North for a doubleheader. Sioux City East is at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson's at Bishop Heedland. And Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City West. To the Wargo Conference in baseball, Central Lyon is at MMCRU for that matchup. North Union's at Harris Lake Park, and Emmitsburg is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Over to the Western Valley Conference, where our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week pits third-ranked Akron Westfield at Kingsley Pearson. First pitch at 7:30 right here on KLEM. Alta Aurelia is also at Ridgeview, West Monona at Westwood, and OABCIG is at Woodbine. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And make sure to tune in tonight to our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week. Third-ranked Akron Westfield squares off with Kingsley Pearson at Stevens Field in Kingsley with first pitch at 7:30. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.